If you've ever sat in a high school gym, you'll likely get a sense of deja vu when you walk into John Patterson's home. That's because in its former life, the house's flooring was high school bleachers. Cleaning them up was a chore. Patterson says he and his wife filled up a 5-gallon bucket removing the gum wads from the 20-foot-long yellow pine planks. But Patterson says the work was worth it.
What I like about them the best is that the wood is so old because they were in the school for like 40 years. I hope they stay here another 40 years, but you can't replace them or regrow trees this long and tall. Something I'm really proud of doing.
The floor is just one part of the couple's overhaul of their home. Two summers ago, they stripped the tiny ranch-style house down to the studs. They nearly doubled the square footage and added a second floor. The windows, siding, and even the 2x4s are reused or recycled. A growing number of homeowners are combining a do-it-yourself attitude with an environmental ethic. Instead of shopping at big-box chain stores, they go to auctions and use building material stores. They buy everything from bathtubs to doors to, yes, even the kitchen sink. Patterson's wife, Sarah Goss, is the scavenger, scouting out the stuff for him to install. For her, reuse has been a lifelong value.
I think it's upbringing that you just grow up feeling a little guilt if you overuse your resources. Any way you can conserve or be a part of that, I feel like it's an added plus.
They're not the only ones who think this way. Kurt Buss is president of the Used Building Materials Association. He says the reuse movement is spreading as communities nationwide try to reduce landfill volume. Up to 40% of landfill space is construction debris.
You don't throw away newspapers and tin cans. You shouldn't throw away your house.
Buss says reused materials can be better quality, too.
More often than not, the wood is old-growth lumber, which is certainly preferable to much of the lumber that you see in lumber stores today, which is speed-grown on tree farms. So there's, you know, premium materials that are available with environmental benefits attached.
So, reused materials are often higher quality and go easy on the environment. They also cost a lot less, typically half of what the same item would cost new. Still, not everyone sold immediately. There's a lot of sweat equity that offsets the cost advantage. John Patterson and Sarah Goss worked for a long time scraping off all that bubble gum. Then there's getting over the fact that most of the stuff is someone else's discarded stuff. They're trash. Bruce Odom owns the Michigan store where Patterson and Goss found many of their materials. He says many shoppers walk in skeptics, but become believers.
You see a lot of the one party tugging the other one along, and the other one's going, no, I don't know about this, whether it be the husband or the wife. You see a lot of that. And yeah, you do need to realize that when it's all done and installed, you probably aren't going to even recognize the difference except in your checkbook.
If you're making a list of things to do around the house, you can find reused material stores in at least 30 states. A visit to one might deconstruct the perception that newer is better. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Carrie Noga.